you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, here we go. This whole gun license story is an absolute mess. I don't even know where people stand, but if you were a legal firearm owner, then now 462,000 of you are now considered illegal. Purely because of paperwork, politics, and all that sort of stuff. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it's been an ongoing battle, hey, over the
past... For many years.
Oh, wow.
So many years. It's been in the hardcore...
It's not just a lockdown issue.
No. It's been going on for quite a while where you needed to reapply for your gun license, and then it's just... There's a hold-up, and then you're not given your license. You've got to go redo your competency. You didn't have this form. It's a whole mess. Whole mess. But it seems like there was a court decision that gave you a reprieve of another 90 days to get your paperwork in order. And it's not easy. I'm not applying, but I mean, I know of people that are struggling. So that's what this lady said. Her husband is battling to get his gun license. All right. So now, I'm not too sure how it all works, but I do know that if you are applying, you need to get, for part of your application, you need to kind of give references that you are of sound mind. Okay?
Yes.
So you need to put, I think, 3 people down. I could be wrong, but they need to be able to verify from people that you are, like, not crazy.
Right.
Not an alcoholic, all that sort of stuff. People that, you know, it can be dangerous if there's a gun in their hands. Mm-hmm. So I had to do a bit of work behind the scenes here with his wife. So I used he put his wife as a reference.
obviously.
And she's in on it with me.
Mm.
Okay, so I had to interview his wife, which he's soon going to find out.
Oh dear.
In the prank. Are you ready?
Yes.
Shame, this guy. Here we go.
Hello?
I'm looking for Mr. Van...
Yeah.
Calling you from the Firearm Licensing Department.
Yes.
I'm phoning to inform you that, unfortunately, you have not passed the competency.
I have not passed it?
No.
Reason for that might be?
Well, in the interview with your wife, a few things were established that you were not suitable to carry a firearm.
What is the reason for that?
Let me just get the tapes. Hold on.
That would be fine.
There's 3 separate questions which they were not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you can hear this.
What does he use his gun primarily for?
Primarily for hunting antelope, like springbuck and kudu and that sort of thing.
And has he ever shot any pets?
What do you mean by pets?
Pets, I mean dogs, cats, hamsters, rabbits.
Yes, he has shot some rabbits before.
Okay, so did you hear that?
I think the thing is what she meant by on the side of rabbits is the thing is when we hunt the rabbits in the veld, like springhorse and those type of things. You know, I think that was a wrong statement from her side where she maybe made a mistake, but I definitely have never ever shot a pet in my life before. Can swear on the Bible that I've never pointed a firearm even to a pet.
Let me bring up the second point of contention here.
Okay, ma'am, to the best of your knowledge, has he ever used the weapon under any alcohol influence?
You know how these boys' weekends go. They put a cooler box with beers on the back of the buggy, and they have a couple of beers, and they shoot, and have another couple of beers, and they go out. I think that's harmless.
That is of serious concern to us.
You know, my wife has never actually been out with me physically on a hunting trip. I did not use my firearm under the influence of alcohol.
What your wife said carries more weight than what you would say right now in your own defense.
Okay. What was the third concern?
Have there been any instances of aggression lately?
He does tend to lose his temper occasionally.
Can you describe one instance for me?
Okay, well, a while back, we had a bit of a tiff, and there was a lot of screaming and shouting going on.
Were you scared?
Yes, I must be honest, I was a bit scared.
So you have quite a temper, sir.
Well, the thing is, from that side, I think anybody can have a family tiff. We are Afrikaans. She might be, you know, or would like to most probably correct herself, because I think she's misexplained herself.
Unfortunately, we won't be renewing the license.
I'm so disappointed in hearing this. You know, the thing is, it's a sport that I've loved to have done. I've been doing it for, you know, the last 12 years.
Okay, take up another sport or something.
Yeah, it's easy to say, you know. It's
maybe, I don't know, cricket or rugby or something.
I'm 41 years old. Do you think I can go and play rugby?
Darts, bowls.
You know, all right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Ladies!
Well done.
Oh, no,
James.
No, yeah, he's calling.
Okay, don't answer the phone. Don't answer. Don't answer.
Sissy, hi, it's the mood of the stadium.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Ik heb geen excuus, mij.
Ja, ik wil maar net voor jou dankje gezegd. De politie heeft mij te pas gebeld en voor mij gezegd, ik is incompetent om een vuurwapen te hanteer.
Oh, hoe komt dat?
Nou, ik interview met jou. Nommer 1 het jy vir hulle sê ek drink of suip terwyl ek vuurwapen hanteer. Die ander ding is dat ek pets skiet. Ek skiet troeteldiere. Ek het troeteldiere doodgeskiet. Wat ek nie glo springhaas is 'n troeteldier nie, maar ja. En die ander ding is dat jy fight met my gehad het en ek my stem verhef het en jy bang was. Jy weet ek, nummer 1 is haas nie 'n troeteldier nie. Nummer 2 kan jy, al wat jy hoef te sê is, jy weet, no, of, I don't know, I've never been with him on a hunting trip, of, jy weet.
Ja, wel, ek weet nie, ek denk nou nie, want my kwaad is omdat, jy weet, hulle jou licentie wegvat nie, hulle wegvat het, ek moet eerlijk is, en dis wat ek was.
Die ander ding is net, onthou van, jy weet, my en Zander's bonding time, so goed, ek mag nooit, ooit weer in my lewe, 'n vuurwapen besit nie, nooit.
Maybe you can. It's actually Wackhead Simpson.
Flaxum. Lally, I'm gonna kill you.
Ah, but you got
good, Wackhead. I just want to say that you are bloody good. Thank you very much.
And did he just threaten death upon somebody? There we go. We're taking it away again.
That's the thing. He's not doing himself any favors, that gentleman.
Shame, man.
You were so convincing as a licensed guy, Darren. No, man. Go take up darts or rugby. What?
Yeah, look, you drink, you shoot pets, you've got an anger issue. No gun for you, my friend.